We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles linebacker Brandon Graham coming off a big game against the Arizona Cardinals. How'd it feel out there?
Man, it felt good. It was great environment, sunny, you know, a little chilly, but, you know, we definitely had a great turnout from the fans. And, you know, I'm just thankful that, you know, we came out with the W.
Your job description has changed so much over the last year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And we get a reminder of that seeing Jim Washburn and his group come in with Detroit this week and you lining up wide last year. And now you're a linebacker, Brandon. Put this all in perspective, how you've gotten to this point and feel comfortable in the scheme.
Well, it's pretty much, you know, as a DN, you know, when Wash was here, we had three things we do. You know, we come off, we rush, crush, and close. And that's pretty much what it was. But now I got a little more, assignments other than just, you know, rushing the passers, you know, got to cover guys. And, you know, that was the big challenge for me to be able to play in space against guys like Deshaun. And, you know, but I think as the season went on, I'm getting a lot better and more comfortable, so I'm able to play faster.
No offense, but if you're in space against Deshaun, and if I got to throw, a penny down, I probably might put it on Deshaun. I mean, that's in the NFL, it's kind of hard to cover those kind of players in space.
Hey, that's why you got to hit them before they get started. You know? So, you know, but at the same time, I definitely respect, you know, the game, you know. So, I mean, it's just it's tough, man. You know, just know your matchup.
You're being asked to think a lot more from the position. So it had to take you a long period of time through the spring, through preseason, to stop thinking and just have it come naturally.
It was just pretty much wanting to know what Coach Davis and those guys were thinking in their head and try to get on the same page as them. So, yeah, you're definitely right. It was a lot more thinking involved. But, you know, I feel like me and Trent, you know, fed off each other and then learning from Connor, you know, those guys was a big help, especially for myself.
When you came out of college, I remember a lot of analysts kind of thought maybe you'd be a 3-4 linebacker. Did you take that approach as well going into the combine and going into all the pre-draft motions that you made?
Yeah, I did. I did both. For my pro day, I did a lot of linebacker drills / defensive end drills, and you know it was very exhausting. But at the same time, I mean, I was ready for it. But I mean, I was kind of happy, you know, being the 4-3 DN. But I mean, now that I'm doing this 3-4 stuff, man, it's definitely fun.
You know? Do you feel more freedom?
Yeah, I feel a lot more freedom. You know, a lot more stuff to do other than just, you know, rushing the passer.
Yeah, you don't have hands all over. You're not crushing up against bodies. Yep. Have you changed your body over the last 6, 8, 10 months with all the sports science here and the position change? You lose a lot of weight?
You know, I lost a lot of weight, especially running down on kickoff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're doing a great job on that, by the way.
Hey, man,
yeah.
Trying to blow people up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been fun, man. I mean, just being out there, being able to run around, knowing that I'm in great shape. And, you know, the sports science point of it, you know, is making me, you know, better physically.
When you look at it, Brandon, first-round draft pick, you come in and you played very well as a rookie until the injury. Then you kind of have to reinvent yourself all over. Is it, from a mental standpoint, is it humbling for you to go back to basics and have to – nobody cares you're a first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, man. I mean, it's definitely nice to start from the bottom and, you know, just erupt. You know, so that's what I'm waiting on, man. I mean, the last game was all cool, but I got to keep it consistently, you know, and that's my biggest thing. I'm trying to make sure, you know, they know that when I'm out there, it's going to be, you know, trouble. So that's my biggest thing.
How does the defense as a group feel about Sunday? The Lions, they have it all. They've got the big guy down the field. They've got the not-so-big guy, Reggie Bush, running all over the place. Great quarterback, a lot of weapons. Tough challenge.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough challenge. It's one of those games where we got to stay together at the defense. We know they're going to make big plays here and there, but we got to make sure we eliminate the big plays to probably 2 or 3 for the game.
And then you know, a win on Sunday, you get to go back and brag a little bit at University of Michigan over the summer.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, definitely right. You know, as soon as we, you know, win this game, you know, I'm definitely going to call home and,
good,
you know, give some
well,
stuff.
Most of home will be in attendance. Brandon's got a big fan base coming, a bunch of 55s at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday, and we expect to hear them making a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah, a lot
All
of
right?
noise.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Good luck. Brandon Graham, thanks for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.